This is the Horse Radio Network.
This is episode 561 of the Dressage Radio Show, official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, Total Saddle Fit, and Bait Saddles. On today's show, we will be joined by Israeli international rider Micah Delegdish, as well as sports performance coach John Haim. And stick around for amazing fitness tips from Nicola Smith of Dressage Rider Training.
This is Reese Koffler-Stanfield from Georgetown, Kentucky.
And this is Philip Parks from Rockwood, Ontario, and you're listening to the Dressage Radio Show.
Hi, Phil!
I have to warn our listeners, I think we're getting a little bit punchy tonight. It's partly the quarantine that's going on,
yes.
And partly because I haven't talked to anybody for this long since forever.
Since we talked last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the internet, you know, again, the whole world is on the internet. So, you know, we apologize if there's any sound problems. We're going to try and get that out. But it's been a day. I have also had similar day and my farm. It's just, I think we're all dealing with challenges. Everybody, different challenges.
These are challenging times. Ours are not all that serious when it comes to like production of our podcast and things like that. But, you know,
I had that moment today twice, Phil. I'm not going to lie. Today, you know, I'm not going to lie. I have a wonderful assistant, but because of quarantine reasons, she's in her barn and I'm in my barn. It's not proportional. I have way more horses in my barn than she has in her barn. And, you know, I mean, it's been a long time since I've done all the work and all the riding and I kind of looked around and thought, you know, we're going to do a little lunging and everyone is still alive and it's fine.
That's it. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
We're not solving huge problems. We're just, you know, keeping going. Right.
Yep. And that was going. Me today. I just had one of those moments today where I couldn't get everything done to get here on time. And, you know, it was great. My parents stopped by and it was my assistant's birthday. I mean, we had a lot of lovely things today and I just ran out of time and I just had to take a deep breath, stop for a second and just say, you know what? It's okay. Everything is fine. So, but I did have a funny moment. I actually did get off the farm today for the first time in about 2.5 weeks. I made a mistake. I had to go pick something up at Lowe's. I didn't have to get out of my car, but I had to go there. And Phil, I know now what horses feel like when the gates open and you let go.
You opened your gate this morning?
Yes, I opened my gate. I was in my car and I wanted to buck and squeal. And I mean, I was like, I was not going to lie. It was a quick trip to Lowe's, literally didn't touch anybody. Or I waved to the girl that put I needed a weed eater in the back of my truck. I waved to her, you know, kind of zipped my window down. And then I'm not gonna lie. I got some pizza. It's the first thing I haven't made in a week. And sorry, 2.5 weeks. It was great. And I ate that pizza with gusto. So I think we're all, and Phil, you're working out. What? What's happening?
Yeah, I just trying to keep my fitness up, you know. Not my favorite thing, but again, we're just seeing it as an opportunity, you know, to be doing something a little bit different and to you know, to have maybe a bit of a fitness program to take with me when the quarantine isolation stuff ends, because I think, you know, I've always thought it's probably be a good idea to do, but it's like many things. I just didn't feel like I had the time. So I'm doing that. I'm also doing a lot of reading. When I come back to the riding, I want more tools in my toolbox, as we say. I want to, you know, bring different perspectives to to my riding, and you know, how can I improve? How can I use this time to improve when I come back, or you know, just little things. So,
right, because you're your health, right?
Trying to think positive. What's that?
So you're quarantined to your house, right? You're not able to get out at all, are you?
Well, I go for a run around the neighborhood.
Right. But, you're not going to the stable at all.
No. Right. Staying at home.
Yeah. So it's a bit different because my home is the barn. So I'm sort of all the barn. I'm doing all the things. So I do get to ride because I'm here on my stable. And I'm here and my husband's here. So, but it takes me all day to get through my 5 horses. Like, it's unbelievable. I forgot how that works.
Hopefully, you know, this is helping you. I always find that mucking stalls is a great time for thinking. You can come up with new ideas. You can really, you know, plan what you want to do with your show season when you come out of it, all that stuff. So I'm hoping that you're just using, you know, not looking at it like, oh, you know, I'm doing stalls. It's kind of like, oh, I get to do stalls. I get to take that mental break, because you're busy. When you're showing all winter and you're kind of showing all summer, I think that's hard.
For us, you know, I'm very, very lucky because, again, as everybody knows, or if you're joining the podcast, you know, I was in Florida. So we had our whole season. I actually didn't miss a horse show. We were finished when the date started and finished. So we were good. So my horses needed some time off, but they're coming into, it's funny because they kind of gave us the message or gave me the message of, hey, I want to go back to work kind of thing. We had a little break and then it was pretty clear they wanted to go back to work. So, which has been fun. They actually have all been really, really fun and happy. But I'm not going to lie, Phil, obviously we've done this podcast 6.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't say that I listen to podcasts, but I listen to podcasts now. I get it. Like, I have a whole new appreciation of podcasts. And because once our podcast goes out, typically, I don't know about you, Phil, but I don't listen to the end because we listened to the whole thing. We did it. But I've been listening to podcasts and I have a couple that I like and I've been listening to all kinds of things. So I'm not going to lie. I've actually really enjoyed that. And that isn't time that I normally get with the horses and it's been fun. So no complaints on my end. And I get why people listen to podcasts. I love it. So I'm trying to get some ideas on what we can do for everybody. And, I think,
this is a good chance as a reminder that, you know, Glenn at Horses at the Morning are doing a daily coronavirus kind of updates for the horse world, and they're putting out a lot of content right now.
They are.
So I don't think anybody should be lacking in horse related
exactly
podcasts and those kind of topics, right?
Yeah, and so we wanted to just say, you know, we know everyone is having struggles and everybody's struggle is real and we are with you. And, you know, we are, if you need anything, you can always email us. I'm Reese at Horse Radio Network and Phil is Philip at Horse Radio Network. Always give us suggestions, but little bit, we want to take your mind off of what's going on. We've been really strategic about the people we've gotten on the show this week. We were really trying to bring some joy to your life, for the next hour or so. So, we are with you. We're thinking about you. We all have our struggles. So we really, really hope you enjoy the show. We're not going to talk about coronavirus in the sense of, what's going on, because Glenn is doing some amazing updates during the week, that we really think we should head over there, the next one you listen to, but we hope you really enjoy our show, and we really, really tried to think of the right guests for you. So we're going to have a quick commercial break with Bait Saddle, and we're going to come back with Micah Delegdish. She is an Israeli rider, and you'll love how she set some goals.
Bait Saddles offer highly specialized saddles for every discipline, engineered to bring out the best in you and your horse. Underneath the finest European leather, you will feel the power of innovation. For you, the rider, enjoy instantaneous comfort, optimal balance, and seamless contact with your horse, leaving you free to concentrate on your aids. For your horse, the Care Cushion System and Easy Change Fit solution ensure the absolute comfort and your peace of mind. Revolutionize your riding experience and fulfill your true potential by riding in a Bates saddle. See your local retailer for a test ride or visit batessaddles.com to find out more. That's batessaddles.com.
Well, tonight we are so happy to have Micah Deligdish. She is from Gemini Dressage, and she is the first representative of Team Israel that just competed in the 2020 Nations Cup that happened here in Wellington. Micah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We are so excited to have you. We've been working on this all season because I happened to meet you at the trailers at Global. And you were so, you're just awesome. And you were telling me your dream from Israel. So can you kind of tell us about yourself and tell our listeners what your dream was at the beginning of season?
Yeah. So I'm a trainer and full-time competitor down here in Wellington. And I started competing internationally a little over a year ago. And I obviously represent Israel. And there are only 3 international Israeli dressage riders. And at the time when I first started competing, I think there were only a couple of us in the ring. And when they asked me what my goals were for the future of Israeli dressage, I said, I think it would be really amazing to be able to put together a team and start competing as a team instead of just, you know, a rider here and there. And then over the summer, I was in Europe competing for 3 months, and I did a couple shows with one of my teammates. And then in August, we made history by being, it was the first time that Israel got to send 2 riders to European championships as individuals rather than just one, because both of us had qualified. And that was a really special moment. We had a ton of support. The jumping team was there. It's a team event. So you had that atmosphere, and it was really special doing the opening ceremonies and having the flags in the barn, and having just that camaraderie among all the riders and the federation and everyone who flew to Europe to support us from here as well, which was really cool. And then I came home and started competing here in Wellington for season. And, you know, I was kind of thinking and doing the math, and I was like, I think this year we can do it. Zahar Hirosh was back in the ring with Whitman. I was in the ring with Destiny, and I said, you know, maybe we can get Ayal to fly here and do it. And I called him, and it took some convincing. He's very pragmatic and logical. And I said, please fly here, get the week off work. I can get you a horse, I promise you, which I didn't know at the time, but I had a feeling I could do. And I really convinced him. And then he said, okay, give me a few days to think about it. And I'm like, really hoping. And he calls me back and he's like, I can do it. Let's do it. And I was like, yes, we're going to make history. We're going to be the first Israeli team to compete in anything. You know, a Nations Cup alone in Wellington is a huge deal, but there's never been a dressage team for any event. So, you know, then I was thinking, okay, now the next step is a horse. So I called a friend at Helgstrand Dressage, and I explained to them the situation and how important and what a big deal this was. And they said, of course, we want to support you. We think this is great. And they generously lent us a really super horse for the small tour, because we were doing a combined team. And Ayal flew here, had a couple rides on the horse. And then, you know, we did it. We pulled it together. Sahar and I competing in the big tour and Ayal competing in the small tour. And we finished 4th out of 5 nations, which is it's an amazing start. You have to start somewhere and go build from there. And it was just so much fun, again, just to have that team atmosphere, but this time home in Wellington.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So tell us about your own horse. Who did you ride?
So the horse that I'm riding is Destiny. He is a 17-year-old Danish warm blood by Diamond Hit, who is owned by Devin Kane of Diamante Farm. Devin and I started working together with Destiny also a little over a year ago. And he is an amazing horse. He's so much fun. He is nicknamed the Dragon because he has always been a spicy horse. Even, you know, Devin's had him since he was four and trained him to the Grand Prix, and he's shown over in Europe. And he's always just been a dragon, and he's still like this, and he really lights up in the ring, and he loves to compete, which has just been so much fun for me, because we had this huge goal of wanting to qualify for European Championships last year, and we did not have a lot of time. And when I started riding him, I think we had a couple weeks before our first international show, which anyone knows CDIs are a lot of pressure. They're like a rated show magnified. And we went up and did the show and try on, and, you know, Devin had only been coaching me a short period of time. And we went up and again, just had a ball. And I think that says a lot when you have a really fun horse you really enjoy riding and competing, that it should be something you look forward to, and that you have a really good relationship with your coach who you also look forward to that with.
So Mika, it's my understanding that the split team competition was held similar to the Pan Am Games format. Can you talk to us a little bit about how that worked out?
Yeah. So the Nations Cup was held in the same format as the Pan Am Games, where when you have a combined team, the Grand Prix scores are given a percentage advantage, which I believe for Nations Cup was 1.5 percentage points. So that does affect how the overall points are calculated for the team scores, which goes towards your placing. They also did the new Olympic format, where the team medal is a combined of the Grand Prix and the special, but there's a lot of weight put on the special, and then the freestyle is individual.
Oh, fantastic. That's awesome. So, I mean, Mika, now obviously we have a global pandemic going on. So what's your plan? Are you guys going to go to training? Obviously we don't know kind of what the summer holds. So what's your plan with your horses right now?
Yeah, you know, we are having to deviate a little bit from our original summer plans, as I think most people are. We were planning on going up for the try on spring show, which I don't think we're going to do now. I think it's nice in a way. It gives us an opportunity. You know, now with show schedules, with going up north to show and being down here, you're always kind of in a state of showing. I think it's kind of nice to take a step back and take a breath and give your horses a few months that you can really kind of focus on things in your training that you want to improve or accomplish, maybe give them a little bit more of a rest, and, you know, just kind of take a breath and take the pressure off. So I'm kind of looking at it as I'm trying to find the positive in it and really like assessing all of my horses' training programs and where they can improve for next season, you know, or best case, we can look forward to shows like Devon and Saugerties if we want to get in the ring a little earlier. But yeah, that's kind of how we're looking at it.
Yeah, I think that's actually a great plan for everybody. I think that's just kind of where it is now. And we all just need to step back and think, okay, where can we really improve or train? And, yeah. And I think, you know, we'll all know more. I've gotten several questions recently the same. And I think that's just an awesome answer of like, let's just, everybody goes back to training. And once the showing comes back, we'll figure that out when we do. Well, Mika, thank you so much for your time tonight. How can our listeners find you online if they have any questions for you?
Yeah. My website is GeminiDressage.com. It's Gemini, like the astrological sign. And I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm pretty easy to get in touch with.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much. And we're so proud of you and Team Israel. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to have a quick break from Kentucky Performance Products, and always feel that you can give Kentucky Performance Products a call. They are there. I know that personally because Karen can't ride right now. She would love to answer some questions about supplements. It's a great time to get a hold of her at Kentucky Performance Products. And then we're going to come back with John Haim.
Vitamin E is a powerful antioxidant that supports healthy muscle and nerve function by limiting cellular damage. Green grass is the best source of vitamin E for horses, but most horses don't spend enough time grazing to meet their needs. Hay, grain, and winter pasture provide little to no natural vitamin E. To ensure your horse's vitamin E requirements are met, choose Elevate. Elevate contains a readily available source of natural vitamin E. Elevate is cost-effective and easy to feed. To learn more about Elevate, visit the Kentucky Performance Products website at kppusa.com.
Well, this evening, we are so happy to have John Haim on. He is the president of New Age Performance. He's a human performance coach for pro athletes. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Reese. Hi, Philip. How are you?
I think we're doing pretty good.
Good.
This is quite a challenging time, and we're so happy to have you on because for all athletes, and especially now, equestrians, a lot of us, you know, we can't see our horses, or if we can see them, we can't ride. It's a really challenging time. We don't know when competition is going to start again. So it's really hard to stay motivated. So John, tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of give us some insight on that.
Yeah, so I work as a human performance coach, we call it, and I work in all of the professional sports leagues. So I work in the NBA, NFL, PGA Tour, NHL, and I also work in equestrian too. So I do work with show jumpers, I do work with dressage athletes, I do work with eventers. In fact, I'm just in the process of writing a book that's going to be published by Trafalgar. And next week, I'm interviewing Laura Tomlinson and Charlotte Dujardin for the book. So, and I'm super excited about that, obviously, because dressage is a big part of the book and to help dressage athletes. So, yeah, but you're totally right. Like getting back, I guess, to the focus of the question. It's really hard right now, obviously, because people can't see their horses, they can't train, they can't ride, they're out of the routine. So, you know, part of my job as a performance coach when I'm working with athletes right now, if it's equestrians, great, if it's another athlete, great, or corporate people too, is to try to find the opportunities in this period right now. And there are opportunities, it's not all bad. So, you know, I think dressage athletes, I think show jumpers, eventers, all equestrians have a real opportunity right now to kind of maybe rest a bit. It's always a hectic schedule. It's a hectic show schedule through the year. So give the horses a rest, give themselves a rest, reset a bit, recalibrate, reevaluate, and just see what they need to do kind of moving forward coming out of this period. So I think there's some really good opportunity here for people to think about, you know, maybe how they can be better at being a better equestrian athlete, what they need moving forward, perhaps how they can enjoy the sport more. So there's a lot of things to think about. So I think they could use the time to reflect, and we can get more into the nuance of that too as we go along here.
So, John, I know that you are specializing in confidence, and I've read some stuff from you on building confidence and having confidence, and I think that's such an important part of sport and all the other sports that you mentioned you're involved in. But, you know, I think a lot of my adult amateur riders, that's something that they're sort of missing their program or missing as they're riding. They're always looking to their coach to boost them up, and we do that a lot, but any other tips on that would be great.
Yeah, I think that's one thing you mentioned, Philip, I think is important too, is the coach can have a big role in it, right? You need the support and you need those words of encouragement and you need the feedback from a coach. you know, when we look at confidence, I think there's many, many factors to it, but there's three really primary ones. The first one is always, always, always the most important piece of performance is self-awareness. Understanding yourself, basically, very simply, but understanding things like what are your strengths? What are your limitations? What are your triggers? What triggers emotion in you, positive and negative emotion? As you guys know, the emotions of the rider impact greatly the emotions of the partner of the horse. So that's a big factor. Knowing things like your riding values, what do you believe in? Things like your purpose. Why are you riding? And keeping that front and center all the time, which is really important. So the self-awareness piece is really key, primarily because in order to really believe in something, truly, authentically believe in something, you have to understand it first. So that's why self-awareness is so key. The second piece is the training. And how do you train? How do you prepare? And you have to really understand, you know, your own process. What works for you as far as preparation? And then the training piece I always, always recommend, and this goes across all sports, including equestrian, is that you have to train, but you also, within the training, you have to test things. Really important. And I know dressage, sometimes it gets tricky of testing within the training environment, because when you get into the real thing, sometimes your partner can anticipate things, but you have to find a way to test, because testing is really important, because if you can do it in training, then you know you can do it when it counts. So you have to test it. With all athletes, we train. We train on the technical pieces, and then it moves into skills, and then we have to test it in training before they go into competition. So that's really key. Now, the third piece, and probably the most important piece in confidence, like we're talking about right now, is the ultimate gatekeeper of confidence is your own voice, what you're saying to yourself. How are you supporting yourself? Is it positive? Is it negative? That voice is really critical, because that voice of doubt, whether how much you train or how much you know yourself, at the very final moment when it really counts, that voice can have a major impact on what happens. And I've seen it in the Olympics. I've seen it in the Super Bowl. I've seen it in many, many different instances where that voice sort of rises up, and you have to have a mechanism to deal with that voice. And that voice, like I said, has to be your best friend and has to support you, because it never goes away. As you know, it's always with you 24/7. So you have to have an approach to shape and deal with that voice to support you and support your performance. So, like I said, there's many other factors. We're going to deal with all the different factors of confidence in the book. But those three key pieces, I call them the core pieces, are really important for an equestrian athlete.
So, John, talking to riders right now who, you know, they're like, we've rested. You know, we've had 3 or 4 weeks now where we've rested.
I get it.
Yeah. So how do you, okay, so we've rested, but how do you sort of motivate yourself to be ready when the competition starts? You know, we're not quite sure. That's kind of a fluid date right now, when all the competitions start and what will happen when the competitions start, et cetera. How do you stay motivated? And I'm not asking for a friend. I'm asking for myself as well here.
Yeah, so I think, you know, one of the things you can do certainly is challenge yourself to learn. Challenge yourself to learn something new. There's podcasts. There's all sorts of different things you can do to, you know, try to make yourself a better rider. And that should be your ambition through the period, is that when you come back, you're just better on the horse. So you find things off of the horse to make yourself better on the horse. Now, within equestrian sport, or with any sport, actually, there's like a performance model where you look at kind of four key areas. One of them is technical. Now, it's going to be difficult to improve that because you're not on the horse, but you can, you know, sit with your coach, sort of reflect yourself on, what can I improve? How can I get better? What pieces? Is it the hands? Is it seat? Is it rhythm? Is it balance? What do I really need to work on? That connection with my horse too, or my connection with my partner? How can I improve that? So thinking about things like that, and maybe talking to your coach and upgrading that piece. And then the physicality, we know a lot of equestrian athletes are becoming more fit, like becoming more fit in the legs and in the core. And that's really important, that connection you know, with the seat and being stronger and being able to support those great technical pieces that you're always training and building. Then there's the strategic piece, you know, how can I do better, for example, in dressage, evaluating all the pieces of the test and how I can do better and the position in the ring and all those things. And with respect to show jumping or something like that, course walking, evaluating courses, maybe look at coursework or course design and see how courses are designed and how that can impact you with respect to your own performance. And then the final piece that you can work probably more on is the piece that we're talking about tonight, and that's the mental and the emotional piece. So you can work on things like imagery. That's a great thing you can probably work on. And there's a number of pieces within the mental piece where you can build your mental and emotional muscles. Mindfulness, there's a lot of fantastic mindfulness apps out there, for example, Headspace and these sorts of things where you can build those focus muscles and get yourself more in the moment. So when you do, you know, arrive in the starting gate, that you have a mechanism to pull yourself in the moment so that you're not getting ahead of yourself and thinking about the what ifs and creating, you know, the fears inside of yourself, or reaching back and pulling those maybe less than great performances forward, and which might impact your current performance. So there's things like that. And like I mentioned, the self-discovery piece is really important. Sit down, create a value system for yourself. Think about why you're doing it. You know, there's all sorts of different pieces you can do with respect to, you know, the technical, not so much, maybe physical. Yes, you can work on it. The strategic a little bit, but I think the mental and the emotional piece, you can really focus on that piece and develop it so that when you do come back, you're more mindful and you have a stronger mindset.
Well, here I just want to kind of share what I've been doing, because as most of people know, I'm not riding at the moment. So, you know, what works for me a lot with my riding and my training that I've learned is to use a lot of visualization, you know, I can't be in the saddle visualizing. So what I like to do is just pull up YouTube, watch some videos of like the best riders at the best competitions. You can do that quite easily and sort of visualize a horse that I might think is similar to mine, or one, you know, I have horses that I think of that have little problems. And then I just watch a video of how the best riders and the best horses are doing it. And I can bring that back when I start riding again, bring that back into my training. And I sort of, you know, I ride by the mirror or whatever. And just as I'm going along, I want to think, yes, I want to have that Passage like Vallegro. I want to have the Piaf like Bella Rose, and just, you know, bring that into my training. That's something I already use, and I'm just working on sharpening my visualization skills. So there is lots that you can do, and for sure, if you can find techniques to build your confidence, because we all need that. I think that there's opportunities to learn, and you know, if you have a little extra time, you know, you can order pick up a book from Trafalgar Square. And it can help you change your perspective and bring something more to your riding. Because I think when things are busy, we just get riding and we're riding, training, and we aren't using the opportunities to build all the other aspects of our performance and meeting our goals.
Yeah, Philip, I totally agree with you. And I think that the mental of the four I mentioned, the technical, the physical, the strategic or tactical, and the mental and emotional, the one that sort of gets forgotten about is the mental and the emotional piece. And there's a real opportunity here for you now to work on it. The equestrian world has stopped. So sit back and you know, think about how you can develop this. I love your idea of imagery. That's a fantastic one. Philip, did you know that if you do imagery really well, and you actually put yourself in the saddle, and you can feel it, and you can see it, and you can hear it, and you can really put yourself like you're actually in the saddle, it's 70% as effective with respect to the brain pathways as actually doing it, as actually being in the seat. So if you're really good at this and you get good at this, this can really help your riding. I love that idea. It's a fantastic idea. One of the things you can do is think about the best performance you've ever had. So think about, you know, when you had your best test ever, and go through it and build that confidence in yourself that you, because you know you can do it, you have done it. So keep replaying that in your mind and put it on replay. And then put yourself, like you said, I like the idea what you're talking about looking at videos and seeing maybe horses that are close to yours and looking at those performances. And then, you know, visualize when you do come back, or imagine when you do come back, put yourself in the starting gate, you know, the test starts, and then go through it very carefully. And you can go through it in all sorts of different speeds too. This is the beautiful thing about imagery. You can go through it in slow motion, and then you can speed it up, and you can play around with that a little bit with the imagery piece, and you can make a mistake and then go back and see how you responded to it, or how you would like to respond to it versus how you may have responded to it in the past. So there's some fantastic things you can do there around imagery. We call it going to the movies. So it's like you're sitting down, you're going to the movies, and you're seeing yourself actually do it, but you're not the third person. You're actually in the saddle, and you have all the feelings of actually doing it. So I think what you've done there is really great. That's one thing you can definitely do.
Yeah, John, that's fantastic. I mean, I think, you know, it's the struggle for everybody. And I'm lucky in the sense of my horses are coming. I was in Florida for the Florida season. It got halted a little soon, but we were basically done. And so my horses could rest, but for a couple of weeks. But now, you know, I want to ramp back up and get motivated. And it's a different challenge. And again, I have my own farm and I'm here on the farm. So it's a little different situation. Sort of that motivation and thinking about it in my situation is also very helpful. So John, we can't thank you enough for everything you said to us. Can you tell us, how can our listeners find you online? Tell us more about your books. How can they find those?
Yes. Thanks so much for giving me the opportunity to do that. You can reach me at online or on the web at my website, which is www.johnhaim.com. There's info about us there. My bio is on there and a bit of info too. I think we have an equestrian link too, so you can see what we've done with equestrians. The super exciting thing, obviously, for us right now, or for me right now, is I'm writing a book with Darlene Ricker, and it's coming out in the spring of 2021, I believe, and it's focused on equestrian confidence, primarily because, you know, what I find is there's a bit of a crisis in confidence for equestrians. So I want to address it. I want to help the modern equestrian, the modern young equestrian, become more confident. So we're interviewing some amazing people. I had mentioned Laura and Charlotte. Oliver Townsend is going to be in it. We've got some great show jumpers too that are going to help us, you know, help people, I think, or help equestrian athletes. So very excited about that. So that's where you can find me, and that's what's kind of coming up in our world in equestrian.
Well, fantastic. John, thanks so much for your time tonight, and we look forward to seeing that. Well, Phil, I know right now you're not riding to tell people about the Stability Stirrup Leathers and all the great products at TotalSaddleFit.com. I can tell you they are so durable because Justin would hate me if I say this. You know, I use the hose on my girths, and I'm not supposed to, especially in the leather ones, but Total Saddle Fit girths, they are amazing and they hold up to all of the things, especially now that I don't have any help.
Good point, Reese. You can check out all of the products because they are all great and are very durable. We use them, you know, as professionals, we kind of have a tendency to use pretty hard because we don't find the time usually to be taking the best care of our stuff, and we just love this Total Saddle Fit stuff. So go ahead, check them out, www.totalsaddlefit.com.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, we also have another fantastic guest, Nicola Smith from Dressage Rider Training. We hope you enjoy her interview, and we're even more excited that we can all do a workout program together. So listen to this interview, and we are all going to start a workout program on April 27th, and we can even start earlier, but we're really excited that Phil and I get to work out with you guys as a community. It's going to be a lot of fun.
This week's dressage training tip is brought to you by Total Saddle Fit, home of the shoulder relief girth, at TotalSaddleFit.com.
Well, today I am so excited to have Nicola Smith on. She is the instructor of the Dressage Rider Training Program. I have been a student of hers for a long time, and so actually talking to her, not going to lie, Nicola, I'm fangirling you a little. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, and that's so cool to hear. You've done so well with the program. And yeah,
well,
it's great to be on the show.
Yes, it really worked for me. I don't know. I found you somewhere on Facebook or something, and I struggle. You know, I'm a busy lady and have a lot of responsibilities, and I just struggled with working out. And I found your program, and it was like a whole new world open for me. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your program?
Yeah, so I'm a personal trainer, and so I've been a personal trainer for probably about 15 years now, and I also have a huge passion for dressage and horse riding, and so those two have combined together to create our Dressage Rider Training Program, which is a 12-week online training program which takes people through step-by-step on how they can improve their rider fitness and well-being off the horse. So we work on helping a rider become physically fit and mentally fit to be able to be the best that they can be when they're riding.
Yeah, it's a great program. And anything horse-related, I seem to do better with. Like when you talk about, this is going to make you a better rider, it just is much better than me actually going to like a gym setting, which never has been successful for me. So can you tell everybody a little bit about how the program works and how it's broken down?
So essentially, it's a membership-based website where people will receive login details and they can access the workouts. And there are three 20-minute workouts that you do per week with some additional homework, which is things like stretching and some on-the-horse work to help really deepen your seat. And each workout is only 20 minutes long, with the first one having a focus on yoga mobility. And that's all about really opening up your body and improving your suppleness and making sure that you feel nice and free when you're in the saddle. We then have core strength, which again helps with your stability and your being nice and stable in the saddle. Then we have our rider strength, and it's a unique combination of all three of those that really help somebody feel at one with their horse and move with their horse, because it's not just about brute strength or being able to do the splits. It's those unique combinations of stretching, suppleness, mobility, strength, and stamina that really helps the rider become stable in the saddle and build their confidence as well. So like I said, it's not just about the fitness, it's also about the mental fitness as well.
Yeah, and it's so well designed, I think, for riders and also for busy people. You know, you can do the program. I don't have a big living apartment. I have a small apartment, and I can do the workouts in my apartment, which is fantastic. If it have to run, then I sometimes run up and down the barn aisle sometimes, but the horses think I'm crazy, but it's fine. And it's really designed with a busy person in mind. And what I loved about the program was I am able to feel success if I can, you know, I always got through the three workouts a week, and you always encourage, you're so encouraging and so positive that it makes you want to do three more. So you do six a week, which was always my goal, was to give myself one day off and to go. And you don't need a lot of equipment. You need more equipment as you go, but you give very clear direction on what you need. And I love it too, because I feel like I know your dogs and your horses, because they come in sometimes, don't they? They make a special appearance.
Yes, yeah, they're part of our our office crew, the team behind our business. Very important role.
Absolutely. So, Nicola, did you start? How did you come up with this idea? It's such a great idea.
So it originally started, we have an online gym, which is essentially, it's more based towards the generic person wanting to get fit, wanting to get well. And so we've already had that. That's been going for probably coming up 10 years. We started that in 2008, I think. So come, yeah, 2008. So that there is, again, the online membership site. And then that was going really well. And a lady just asked me to do some cool workouts for horse riders. And so I did a really terrible job, and I filmed them in my garage, and my hair wasn't up properly, and I kind of just put it together. And it turned out that people wanted more of them. So then I thought, I better do a better job than this. And so then we put together a complete 12-week program and put all the effort into making it as best as I possibly could. And so it's grown. The whole business has grown just from people asking and requesting, and then I build the next thing that the next person wants. So the vision was just helping people. And each time we've gone along, it's just how can we help people improve things. So each roadblock that somebody's come across, so it could be just simply internet issues and downloading issues. So then we've created the option to download every workout so that they can keep, they've got USBs, we've got the app, and now we've got people in Germany wanting the program, so we're getting that transcribed at the moment. And it's just each little thing that comes along, it's just been to help people and fix any roadblocks that people are having to enjoy their riding even more.
Absolutely. And Nicola, talk to us. I mean, this is such a hard time right now for everyone around the world. And one of the things that we all have been talking about is sort of increasing our mental fitness and our physical fitness. So can you talk to us and give us a little bit of guidance on why this is so important right now, why we're not really able to ride and compete?
Well, having routine and purpose and goals is a huge part of happiness, because happiness is about feeling productive and feeling like you're moving forward. And so even though you can't move from your house, you can still get a sense of that feeling by taking care of yourself. And so if you structure your day so that you have routine and that you've got things in your day that have purpose and they're still helping you achieve your goals, that's going to help for a sense of overall well-being and physical and mental fitness. So first of all, it's getting that routine in your day, and then understanding how exercise makes a massive difference to how you feel. And then when you're able to keep progressing towards your goals by achieving that exercise and achieving that routine, it makes you feel good. So that's why it's so important to get that routine in place while you're going through this.
Yes. So we've got sort of a special program that we're teaming up with Dressage Rider Training. And, you know, we're going to encourage all of our listeners to join the program. I think there's a DRT1. It's starting on 27th of April. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so I'm going to join in too. Maybe we're going to talk a little bit about it between Reese and I, you know, and whoever we have on the show that might want to come on and talk about the Dressage Rider Training. We're all going to join and start on the 27th. So, what you can do for the special program with Dressage Rider Training is to go to www.dressageridertraining.com/DRS. That's for Dressage Radio Show listeners. And hopefully people will join and we'll do it together. How's that sound?
That's great. Like one of the best things, and the reason we have start dates, is just that feeling of everyone around the world doing it together. And we have an incredible community with DRT, with the Facebook group and just in the forum, and everybody supports one another. And it really does help with that, that motivation each day to know that you've got these people around you, even though they're not physically there, especially during this lockdown time, that you've got the sense that there are people experiencing what you're experiencing and able to do this with them.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm not going to lie. Like I said earlier, I'm fangirling Nicola because I have worked out with her. I see her in the morning and she's so sweet. And it's like, good morning. I talk to you all the time. Not going to lie. But it is a really fun sense of community. And we Philip and I and Nicola and Ben, we decided that this would be such a cool program for us sort of all to do together. And you can be all levels. And Nicola's very articulate, and she'll tell you if you need to redo a week, you get busy, something's happening, it's not a problem. And that's what's so cool, because literally I try to get all my students to start so that we can do it together. So we're really, really looking forward that we can all kind of do this together in this time. And it really will. And I am not kidding you. It will get you fitter. It will get you, you will be more supple. You will sit the trot better. Even if you can't do the on the horse homework, which sometimes, right, Nicola, there's horse riding homework, which you won't be able to do, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's a very small part of the program. And the great thing is that we have a lot of people who do the program when they're not able to ride. And it just means when you come back to being able to get back in the saddle, you're so much more prepared. You're able to get back on with it, and it makes you feel just so much better. And the whole thing is you can do it at your own pace, your own time. So it doesn't matter where in the world you are. You're just making sure you get those 3 20-minute workouts in per week. Or you can do 6, or you can do even more. It's just about adapting it to suit you and really just taking it all at your own time and in your own pace.
Exactly. So we are all going to start on the 27th. Again, go to dressagewritertrainer.com/DRS. We were all going to get started. Ben is, I think he's the technical guy, because I always email him, because I can never get the technical side. You always get a response back and in a timely manner, so you can keep your workout going. So like I said, I'm so very excited, Nicola, that we can start this and do this together. And maybe we can all do a 6-week check-in when we see how it's going. But we're really looking forward to it. And we're a couple weeks out to the start date. So Nicola, what are some things that our listeners can do to kind of get ready to start on the 27th?
So the great thing about what we've put up for this time around is that when people join, they can literally start straight away if they wanted to. We have a start date so that everybody can get together at the same time. But just for the situation with everybody around the world, we have allowed that people get all the information they need right away. But if you don't want to start the program straight away, you get access to the entire online gym, which has yoga programs, core programs, boot camps, long 12-week fat burner programs. You get access to everything as soon as you join up. So you can get started as soon as you want.
Fantastic. And the online gym's awesome. You will get lost in there. It's so great. And I really enjoy the yoga. And Nicholas does great yoga classes. I've already been in there. So, well, Nicola, I personally am very excited. I don't know about Phil, but he was talking about running the other day. So I am really.
Yeah. I'm actually working on my fitness for probably the first time in my life, maybe. And hopefully I can take this, you know, all this, I've been doing a few things and hopefully, you know, I've done yoga quite a bit and a little bit of the Pilates stuff. So hopefully when we come out of coronavirus, this will be a positive thing that I'm going to take with me and be more fit. So I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, and that is the great thing to try and put, just try and find a positive spin on a negative, and that is a fantastic time for you to be able to work on your own fitness, your own well-being while you're not able to ride.
I love it. Well, Nicola, one more time, if our listeners want to contact you guys directly, how do they do that?
They can just come to dressagewritertraining.com and you'll find all the details on the website.
Fantastic. Thanks, Nicola. We will check in with you in a couple weeks and we'll all see how we're doing.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you.
Well, Phil and Jemmy, I'm so glad we got to spend a little time together. This was kind of our virtual cocktail party for the night. Very happy that I got to spend some time with you guys and all our listeners. We're all having lots of challenges right now. So as always, you can email us, Facebook us, all the things.
We have gotten some very nice emails that helps out in this time to feel like, you know, our efforts are appreciated and we're doing the best we can. And, any suggestions, just let us know on our emails or check out our Facebook page. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And we love suggestions and suggestions for guests right now, because a lot of people are at home and it's amazing. They want to talk to us. It's fantastic. please. But Phil, you don't have this book yet. And this is actually for us, this is a little more of a quicker timeline than we normally do for our book club. But because everybody is at home right now and on lockdown, we have a new book club. We're going to announce it right now. Phil doesn't even have it yet. This is right off the press.
It usually takes me an extra week or two to get the books in Canada here. But I was looking forward to when it comes in the mail.
So exactly. So this came from Trafalgar Square, horseandriderbooks.com. And the book is Freestyle, The Ultimate Guide to Riding, Training, and Competing to Music by Sandra Ballou. B-E-A-U-L-I-E-U. Begin the dance. So we are so thrilled to announce this book. We'll make sure that it's in our show notes and that it's on our website so you can take a look at it. It's for dressage and Western dressage, music and choreography, exhibition riding. So if anybody right now you have time to work on a freestyle, it's a great time to do that. So we're doing that actually with a couple of my students. Now's the time. You got some time. So we hope you enjoy this book. We will get the author on and do our regular deal, but get the book and get ready to start working on some freestyles. We're really excited about that. So as always,
I was going to tell you that the book I'm currently reading is The New Anatomy of Connection. It's also Trafalgar Square Books. It's quite interesting. Maybe we'll do it as a book club book later on or something like that. So I just wanted to tell you what I'm doing and what I'm up to. That's about it.
I love it. I have, because I'm so tired from stalls and work, two pages of my current book. I can't even tell you what it is, because I literally last night Travis took it off my chest and was like, all right, you're sleeping. So I'm not making it through a lot of reading right now, but that's okay. But everybody, we're thinking about you. And as always, you can find our show notes and links to today's guest on our website, dressageradio.com. Like us on Facebook, just search Dressage Radio Show. Follow us on Twitter at Horse Radio. My website is maplecrestfarmky.com. And my email is reese@horseradionetwork.com.
I think the best way to find me is through Facebook, or my email is philip@horseradionetwork.com. I'd like to thank our sponsors this week for allowing us to put on the show. And don't forget to check out all the other shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com.
Everybody, keep your heels down, your shoulders back, and please stay well and at home. And we are thinking about you and during this trying time. And we hope we brought a little joy to you, and we will be back next week.